Hello, what's up, boys and girls? Welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast.
See?
I was able to tweak my intro. I'll keep tweaking it until I get another variant or another kind version, yes, of my intro, because I want to change it, basically. It's the weekend, officially. It's officially the weekend, and I hope your week has been amazing. I hope your week was fun. Hope you were able to smash your goals on your to-do lists and stuff like that. Hope nobody stressed you. Hope you don't look for people's trouble. Yes, I trust that the weekend is here and rest has finally come. We would be able to rest a while in preparation for another week. You know, rest is not definitive. I believe it's definitive. It comes, you work, you rest, you work, you rest. You cannot just rest, except, you know, you've gotten to the end of your task, of your job, basically. Now, let's talk about something that I learned. On Thursday night, I was going through my devotional because I missed it in the morning because of something. So I was going through it on Thursday night, and there was a particular one that I was reading, and it was about doing and not dreaming. How to move from dreaming to doing, and how. So there's this particular sentence that is used in the Bible that is used to describe what God would say to, you know, his children when they finally come, go to meet him. And it says, "Well done, good and faithful servants." It's used in the parable of the talents. Yes. About master who gave out talents to his servants. It's used there. It's also used to say, at the end of our work on earth, God is going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And the explanation into that sentence was mind-blowing for me. I was like, oh, wow, this is what this thing actually means. It's actually not one word. It's two words. Well done, you have done well. Not well thought, not well said, not well dreamt, not well imagined. It's well done. If you are not going to move your thoughts, if you're not going to move your saying, your imagining, your dreaming, your thinking into a doing, there is little to no reward there for you. You would be a dreamer. You would live a dreamer, and you would die a dreamer, a very sad dreamer, because you would keep reminiscing about how you were able to dream about this when you were young, how you were able to imagine this when you were young, how you were able to see plenty of things in your lifetime, but you actually did not do anything. Because you are always saying, thinking, and imagining. I want us to move from the realm of thinking to the realm of doing. It was a wake-up call for me, because there are certain things I have spent a lot of time just thinking about. Oh, I'm thinking about this thing. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do this. In my head, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this thing one day. I'm going to do this thing one day. I'm going to do this thing one day. That I have not had the opportunity to do them, or I have not begun to think of execution. How am I going to execute this particular thought? How am I going to attack this particular thing? How am I going to do this thing? I have always, it's remained in my head for the longest time possible. And I'm like, okay, I believe it's time for me to, you know, start doing these things, I believe there would not be an opportune time. Yes, there would not be an opportune time where I'll be able to do them. I just have to make out that time to start doing them. So leave thinking, leave the thinking phase, leave the saying phase, leave the imagining phase, and actually begin to do. Because at the end of the day, it would be well done, not well thought, not well said, not well imagined. I really hope this made sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow.